Chapter 3. The Little Craven Colin. That night, Mary was woken up by the crying sound again. "That isn't the wind," she said. "I know it isn't. I'm going to find out where that crying is coming from." Mary got up and walked down a long, dark corridor. The sound was becoming louder. Suddenly, she saw a glimmer of light coming from beneath a door. Someone was crying in the room beyond the door. It sounded like a young boy. Mary opened the door. In the room, Mary saw a boy lying on a bed crying. The boy looked very thin and white. He looked sick. When the boy saw Mary, he screamed, "A ghost! A ghost! Help!" "Be quiet," Mary whispered. "Do I look like a ghost to you?" "I suppose not. Who are you then?" "My name's Mary Lennox. Who are you?" Mary stared at his eyes. They were gray and looked too big for his face. "I'm Colin Craven. I'm Archibald Craven's son." Mary clapped her hands with delight. "That's wonderful. That means that you're my little cousin. Mr. Craven is my uncle. But why didn't you go to Austria with your father?" "I never go anywhere with him. In fact, I haven't even seen him for a long time. He doesn't like to look at me because I remind him of my mother. She died when I was a baby. So I spend most of my time alone. My doctor said I'm not supposed to meet people. He's worried that I might catch the flu from them. If I live, I may be a hunchback like my father. But I'm too sick to live." "My mother died too," said Mary. "So did my father. That's why I'm living here." "That's strange. How come I haven't seen you around here?" Colin asked. "Oh, I spend most of my time in my garden." Mary realized then that she had said something she shouldn't have said. "What garden?" Colin asked. "Oh, it's just a garden nearby." "Which one?" Mary didn't want to say too much, for she was afraid Colin would tell others about the garden. But Mary felt bad about lying to her cousin. He was so much like herself. "Colin, can you keep a secret?" she asked. "I guess so. I don't know. I've never had a secret before." "Okay, if you tell me your secret, I promise I won't tell anybody about it." "There's a secret garden nearby," Mary said. "Your father didn't want anyone to go in there, so he locked the door to the garden and buried the key. But I found the key. Now, a boy named Dickon and I are trying to bring the garden back to life." As Mary spoke about the secret garden, Colin's eyes grew wide. He had never heard about such an exciting and mysterious place. "Mary, could you take me to the garden?" Colin asked. "I really want to go. If only someone could push my wheelchair out there. You're not supposed to leave the house. But since my father is gone, I'm in charge here. The servants have to listen to everything I say." "I don't know, Colin. I think Mrs. Medlock will be very angry if you go outside." Colin had a very sad look on his face. "If you get better, Colin, then maybe I can take you outside." All right, I will, Colin said happily. I'll get better. Then take me outside to the garden. Please, Mary, please do that for me. Mary and Colin talked late into the evening. They spoke about many things. Mary told Colin how life had been in India. And Colin told her how he felt being in a dark room with only books. But the thing that they spoke the most about was the garden. He wanted to know where it was, what kind of flowers there were, and how big it was. On and on, Colin asked question after question. The boy felt happier that evening than he had in a long time. It rained heavily the next day. Since Mary couldn't go out in the rain, she was with Colin for the whole day. When Martha found Mary in Colin's room, she got angry. It's okay, Colin said. She has my permission to stay here. The servants couldn't say no to Colin. When Colin's doctor came, he was very upset as well. What if this girl gives you the flu? She won't. Besides, I feel healthier when she's around, said Colin. The doctor saw that this was true. Colin looked healthier than he had. The rain continued for a week, and Mary spent the week with Colin. There was the constant sound of laughter from his room. Every day, Colin seemed to get stronger and stronger. He really wanted to go to the garden. On the first clear morning, Mary woke up very early. She opened the window and smelled fresh air. As soon as she put on her clothes, Mary ran to the garden. Dickon was already hard at work. Look, Dickon said, the garden is alive. Mary looked around. It was true. Green points were pushing through the earth everywhere. Leaf buds were growing on the rose bushes. Flowers were blooming orange, purple, yellow, and red. Best of all, the robin was building a nest. When did this happen? Mary asked, amazed. Over the last week, the rain did the garden some good. Mary was happy to see such life in something that she believed was dead. As Mary worked with Dickon that morning, she told him about Colin. Dickon had already known about him from Martha. People say Mr. Craven can't see him when he is awake because his eyes look exactly like his mother's. I feel sorry for Colin, and he really wants to visit the garden. He can't because he's so sick. That's too bad, said Dickon. We must bring him outside with us. I can push his wheelchair easily enough. When Mary went to see Colin after dinner, Colin was very sad. He had spent a beautiful spring day inside all alone. He looked as bad as he had looked the first time Mary saw him. Mary, Colin said, I think I'm going to die. I'll never see your garden. Nonsense, Mary said. You just feel bad because you stay inside all the time. You never breathe the fresh air. You never use your muscles. You need to go outside. No, Mary, he said, I can't. I'm growing a hump on my back. I can feel it, look. Mary looked at his back. There's nothing there, Colin. You're imagining everything. You have to come work in our garden. The sooner the better. All right, Mary, he said. I'll come with you as soon as I can. Then, Mary told Colin about the budding leaves and the blooming flowers. That night, Colin dreamed about the earth and the flowers, the animals and the plants. He dreamed about the secret garden.